And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's also Thursday, and that's the day we check in with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Tom.
So we're going to talk about The Tempest. That's at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, and they, of course, every summer perform outside. They're at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park over in Ellicott City. It's a beautiful place and an interesting bit of architecture in which to throw a play around. Now, a lot of folks, when they do Shakespeare, of course, The Tempest, one of the famous plays of Shakespeare, they update it. You know, they modernize it. So what has Chesapeake Shakespeare done with this production?
Well, and of course, there was a updated Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, done in Central Park recently that attracted a lot of attention, where the main characters were made to look like President Trump and the First Lady. Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's Tempest has some incidental recent music, but the only other updating that they have done is the costumes. They're designed by Heather C. Jackson, and they have a 1950s look. The women wear tight-waisted, full-skirted dresses, and the men wear trousers. And Prospero, the main character, Prospero's magic garment is actually a patched trench coat. Would be very good in the tempest that's going on outside the studio today.
Yeah, right.
It's really pouring out there.
It's a rainy tempest
as
we speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there have been a lot of interpretations laid onto the tempest over the centuries. And Chesapeake Shakespeare has chosen to stage a pretty straightforward interpretation. This show about Prospero, who is a sorcerer, he is giving up his magic. If you look at it autobiographically, as many interpretations do, that can be seen as Shakespeare thinking about giving up his art, his writing. Chesapeake Shakespeare changes the gender of a couple characters, but thematically it really does stick to the straight and narrow. It's a look at how a creative artist, a magician named Prospero, shapes a work of art, how he constructs a plot, how he manipulates characters, how he creates scenic effects.
Mm-hmm. But they're not looking like Elizabethan actors. They're looking like pre-Mad Men.
Yes, yeah, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so, of course, obviously the portrayal of Prospero is very crucial. He's the orchestrator of everything in the play. How would you describe the Prospero in this production?
Well, it is a crucial, important role. It really is Prospero's play. I mentioned the autobiographical interpretation. In that case, you see Prospero as Shakespeare's alter ego. Nathan Thomas plays Prospero, and he has that right sort of wizard look and manner. And he shows great fondness and concern for Prospero's daughter, Miranda. Prospero and Miranda have been exiled. They are on desert island. They've been there ever since Prospero's scheming brother has usurped his dukedom in Milan. Prospero was the Duke of Milan. Now, it's a dozen years later, Prospero creates a storm that will bring his enemies to his shore, and he is plotting to get his dukedom back and to get a husband for Miranda. He is a fairly complex character. He's driven by all kinds of different emotions, paternal love, filial revenge, eventually forgiveness. And he has one of Shakespeare's most beautiful and most famous speeches, the one that includes the line, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on." But at the performance that I saw, Nathan Thomas's delivery just didn't do justice to Shakespeare's language. On the other hand, Michaela Farrell is absolutely charming as his daughter, Miranda. She's very natural and sweet. She's an enthusiastic teenager. When she first sees Ferdinand, the man that her father wants her to marry, Farrell's Miranda gets so dizzy with love, she actually stumbles. Here's Miranda a little bit later when she proposes to Ferdinand, a bit of Shakespearean feminism. You can hear how fervent she is.
Bashful cunning and prompt me, plain and holy innocence. I am your wife if you'll marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow you may deny me, but I am your servant, whether you will or no.
All right, breaking a barrier there. Have the girl do the asking instead of the boy. That's
Shakespearean Sadie Hawkins.
That's it, Sadie Hawkins. That's Michaela Farrell in Chesapeake Shakespeare's production of The Tempest. So, Judy, you say this is a pretty straightforward interpretation of this very, very famous play. Are there ways in which Chesapeake Shakespeare puts its own particular spin on it?
Well, a bit. The director is Lizzie Albert, and as I mentioned, she uses some cross-gender casting. Chesapeake Shakespeare did something similar in 2008 when they did The Tempest. In this case, The major example of cross-gender casting is Ferdinand's father, the King of Naples. Here, that role is played by a woman, but it's played as a woman. So the King of Naples becomes the Queen of Naples, and two of her lords are now ladies. But they're all dressed as women. They're all referred to with feminine pronouns. There aren't a lot of mothers in Shakespeare's plays, so it's really refreshing to get a look at some maternal love as well as some paternal love that we see with Prospero and Miranda. And another interesting choice is the depiction of Caliban, the native islander enslaved by Prospero. This character is often played as a monster. Two of the other characters refer to him repeatedly as a monster. He's played here by Stephen Lopez, and he has spiky punk hair, and you can see that this character has just pure, undiluted hatred for Prospero. But physically, there's nothing monstrous about the way Stephen Lopez appears. And there's even a scene when Caliban should appear more animal than human. The queen's jester crawls underneath Caliban's cloak, and they're supposed to look like some kind of devil with four legs, but the image is still very clearly two men. Brendan Edward Kennedy is also a standout in the role of the jester. He's very lively. At the performance I attended, he actually planted himself on the blanket of some picnickers that were sitting right in front of the stage. But to get back to this cross-gender casting, I brought you Tamika Chavez's portrayal as the Naples monarch, now the queen instead of the king, and we will hear her mourning what she believes is the loss of her son Ferdinand, as well as her daughter, who married in faraway Tunis. So, Tamika Chavez.
You cram these words into mine ears against the stomach of my sense. Would I had never married my daughter there, for coming thence my son is lost. And in my rate, she too, who is so far from Italy remove, I ne'er again shall see her. Oh, thou, mine heir of Naples and of Milan, what strange fish hath made his meal on thee?
That's Chesapeake Shakespeare. That's Tamika Chavez, and she's in The Tempest there. I saw a gender-changing production of Coriolanus where the Coriolanus wasn't a man, it was a woman, and it worked fine.
Washington
Shakespeare did it last week, and I thought it was terrific.
Yeah. There's a movie of this with Helen Mirren as Prospero, so there are lots of ways to do it.
Right, so now I understand that this particular production marks some milestones for Chesapeake Shakespeare. What are those?
It does. This is Chesapeake Shakespeare's 15th anniversary performing outdoors in the ruins at the Patapsco Female Institute. The Tempest is the 30th play that Chesapeake Shakespeare has done there. And the second weekend of the run, Chesapeake Shakespeare welcomed its 50,000th patron at the PFI Historic Park.
All right, so we got 20 seconds, Judy. Tempest is a big favorite play of yours. How does this one measure up?
Well, and I have seen many, many versions, as we were just talking about. I even saw a one-man version at the Theater Project years ago. This is the second time, as I've said, that Chesapeake Shakespeare has done The Tempest and outdoors. It's a serviceable production. It includes some good directorial choices, but the production really doesn't add anything to our appreciation of The Tempest. Michaela Farrell, as I said, as Miranda, is a breath of fresh air, but Francesca Marie Chilcote is loud and overwrought as Prospero's sprite Ariel, and in the end, a disappointing Prospero just can't keep this Tempest afloat.
All right, The Tempest is at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's Outdoor Digs that's over in the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park in Ellicott City. It's there until Sunday night, the 23rd of July. We've got a link to details at wipr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to talk about a favorite festival of yours, the Contemporary American Theater Festival over in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. That'll be fun.
Can't wait. Six plays this year, a record.
Six, terrific. All right, we'll see you then. Lunch for our midday guest is provided on Thursdays by Eddie's of Roland Park. It's a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. I'll welcome Arkady Ostrovsky. He's the Russian and Middle East editor of The Economist, as well as Domenico Montanaro. He's the lead editor for politics at NPR. And Guy Davis, a blues legend, is going to play for us right here in Studio A. Hope you can join us then. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.